League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Decisions has begun. I am Gable Brandt. I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, and more. Let's do this thing. Tony Finn's going to step up, and then straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada, we'll talk about tonight's massive baseball card, some big games, some pivotal games on the ticket this evening. Dave Sharapan will join us from Las Vegas, Nevada as well. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, in the house. A lot of stuff to unpack. Patrick Cantlay beats Bryson. CFL games keep going under the number. Nebraska under 6.5, looking better after a week zero's result against Illinois. Carson Wentz has COVID, and a lot of other stuff going on in the world of sports. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
Yeah, you said it, Marenzi. By the way, great start for us. I know it's a long season, but getting that win, great call by you. When we talk about Nebraska losing outright as 7-point favorites, that was good for business with Illinois. It was a great day, to be honest with you. UCLA got it done. Like, very, very good start to the college football season, but that's just the start. I know it's a long grind. We got to keep on winning throughout the year. And you said it, that was probably the worst venue for a golf tournament, but one of the best endings, I guess, I've seen in a tournament in a long time. And just between me and you, if you guys didn't see the tournament, Bryson DeChambeau, I don't know, the guy's already got a feud with Koepka. He was absolutely a jackass to Patrick Cantlay, telling him basically, hey, stop walking, whatever. It's like, dude, the guy wasn't even doing anything. He tried to basically, you know, rattle his cage, and it didn't work because Cantlay is one of those guys. He doesn't care. He's very quiet, whatever, just stays in his own lane, does his own thing. And this is Bryson DeChambeau in a nutshell. I don't know what this guy's trying to do, just get more enemies on tour and nobody to play with him at the Ryder Cup, but he's doing a great job.
Well, speaking of making enemies, I think Steve Cohen's making enemies in his own locker room and clubhouse. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when Cohen tweeted, New York Mets owner, that he tweeted, you know, unacceptable. The players have to start hitting the baseball. And then, of course, if the owner's ripping the players on Twitter, what the hell do you think a bunch of drunk fans in Queens, New York are going to do? They're going to say, well, the owner's ripping them, I'm going to rip them. So everybody's ripping the players. And Javier Baez decides to give him a thumbs down, Cam. He's like, how do you like it? He's like,
exactly.
How do you like it, huh? He goes, thumbs down. Now Cohen's all upset. Oh, this is unacceptable. Our players can't be telling the fans off. So what? So they're supposed to be in pinatas for you? So what? You're the owner? You can rip them on Twitter. The players can get booed and called all kinds of names, and they're never going to respond. But I swear, Cam, let me ask you. Do you see the Los Angeles Dodgers ownership group on Twitter complaining when Cody Bellinger's in a slump? No, well, because they're a professional organization. Like, exactly. This is just so Mets, right? And, oh, yeah, Noah Syndergaard managed to get COVID. Who? God bless this guy. He got COVID. He's not even playing. God bless Noah Syndergaard, Cam. I think he might be the only man in America that got hand, foot, and mouth disease and COVID. Yeah. If you recall, he got SARS and hand, foot, and mouth disease years ago when he was out there. This guy, he's a magnet for disease, this guy.
He is. You better clean the showers when Noah's involved. He's going to be like my buddy, Vince. He's got gout. I didn't know Vince had gout. I'm like, oh, God, what happened to you? That's Syndergaard. You're next. No, this guy, you said it. He is a problem, Gabe. He's getting sick all the time.
Don't you? The Mets will be the Mets, bro.
Yes, they will.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it. Let's do this thing. Tony Finn's going to join us from Las Vegas, Nevada. Dave Sharapan also from the Strip in the desert as well. We got a lot of baseball to get to. Of course, Countdown to Football is on. Carson Wentz has COVID right now, but I don't know. He's probably doing him a favor by not being there. He's terrible anyways. But I tell you what, I like Tennessee a hell of a lot to win this division. I already did. And T.Y. Hilton's hurt.
What else is new?
So, yeah, great start. Great start for the Indianapolis Colts. So, but we've got some big baseball tonight, man. Boston and Tampa, Milwaukee and San Francisco, Atlanta and Los Angeles, bunch of first place matchups and, you know, near first place matchups and the best teams in the league and the hottest teams in the league going head to head. And then the Seattle Mariners, one last stance after losing 3 or 4 to the Kansas City Royals, they get the Houston Astros. This, you know, this could be the nail in the coffin for the Mariners this week, Cam. Or can they, every time they're left for dead, this baseball team, they find a way to win a couple of games and stay in it. So I wonder, but they always lose game ones of series. We got some big games tonight, Cam, on the diamond.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of baseball bets on the Gomeranzi. It's going to be a great, great day and a great night. And yeah, to your earlier point, we'll go over it with meddling owners and stuff. How's that working out for the Dallas Cowboys with Jerry Jones in recent years too? It doesn't work. The modern
Steve Cohen seems like he's the new Jerry Jones, doesn't he?
Yes, and know what? It's a bad way to go.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. What's the Milwaukee Brewers owner's name? I don't know.
It could be called 20 Beers. I don't know. You're right. Exactly.
What's the Tampa Bay Rays owner? Great team. What's his owner? What's his name? I don't see the owner of the San Francisco Giants like boasting on Twitter now how good his team is. I don't know. What's his name? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like what is, you ever notice like the owners that we know, they don't win. Steve Ballmer never wins. Mark Cuban. He won once. You know, so what? You won once. That's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Jerry Jones.
One in the past.
I don't know. All right, Robert Kraft is the one guy.
Really not out doing stuff. He's just getting handy and other stuff. He's just enjoying his life.
And like, he lets the football team do his thing. Like, hey, you guys run the operation.
Robert Kraft likes, and he only became famous.
Yeah, only became famous because of that and because they win so much. That's why. They win so much.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Continues. I am Gable Morency. All right, I've got football fever, but you know what? I'm gonna have to rest on the couch for a couple of days because football does not return until Thursday. We got a lot of football news, but as far as the games, we've got a bunch of games on Thursday night. We've got a bunch of games on Friday night, and then of course we got a full slate of football on Saturday. We've got Monday night football next week. College, Louisville and Mississippi, the annual Monday nighter before the NFL. Monday nighter. Yeah, I like how they do that. They do a college Monday nighter and to lead you. All right, next week we'll have the NFL. And then we're off and running, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And it's funny, Cam, I don't know. I know you had a fantasy football draft on Saturday.
Yeah.
And hopefully you did not draft J.K. Dobbins, because this is so one of the reasons why I like to wait to the last moment of situations like that.
Yeah, see, you're so – actually, Mrenzy, it's the best. I was going to tell you that story off the top.
Did you draft him?
I didn't draft him, but my buddy did. So we're sitting there, and now we're on, like, one of these messages. He's like, I gave that $275 a stupid draft. So he's, like, going off about Dobbins. Like, hey, relax. Like, Gus Edwards there. Like, you know, just – hey, what's the difference between it now and whatever? But you're absolutely right. That's why you do wait to the last minute. There's going to be injuries, right? And there's going to be things that change. So I agree with you. I think it's actually smart to wait to the last minute. We did it Saturday. Nobody wanted it. The problem with this
should have been on Sunday, one day after the game.
You don't understand, though. You don't understand. I'll explain why it's this way. These are old friends that we played like since kids, and like most of the guys we know aren't in the thing. One guy comes from Ottawa. Everybody else comes from out of town. Me and Visine Vince and the guy who hosted are the only locals. So people are like changing their lives for this thing. So we had to do it on Saturday. But you're right. I think doing it on Sunday or doing it at another time would be good. Next year, I think we're driving to Ottawa and just spending the weekend at our buddy's house, go golfing, get tuned, have some fun, do the draft, like not have to rush it or whatever. But yeah, I didn't draft Dobbins, thank God.
Well, my condolences for people that did, but it falls into line with what you were talking about last week as far as the Baltimore Ravens being a little bit overhyped coming into the year. This is a devastating injury for them. It is. Dobbins was going to be the primary feature of their offense this year. So they lose Rashad Bateman. Now they lose J.K. Dobbins. So we're right back to basically who the Ravens have been for the past couple of years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just no explosiveness on this offense. Lamar Jackson's missed a bunch of practices. But on the plus side, they did win 20 consecutive preseason games. And I cashed another ticket. For the record, we finished the preseason with a 27-11 record.
That was the final tally.
It could have been better. I didn't do great on the way out, Cam. I did poorly last Friday night. And I realized, I'm like, I don't like these games this weekend. So I hit a few on the way out. I hit Baltimore. I hit the Chargers and the Seahawks under on Saturday night. So I ended with a couple of wins. It was nice to end with wins. But, hey, plus 16 units, man. 27-11 to get the party started this year in the NFL for me.
And we warned people that under trend was not going to last. We talked about it Friday night. Every game went over the number. It was kind of a mixed bag on Saturday and on Sunday overs as well, Gabe. So if you look at the last couple of games, you know, the last week of the season, it was over fiesta with these games. But no, that's a fantastic record. If you can keep that going in the NFL season, you're going to be making stacks. You're not going to call them stacks. You're like quad stacks.
I will not be able to.
Who knows?
I was thinking about that.
Year.
I'm like,
maybe it's your
like,
year. Who knows?
I don't think I'll be 27-11 to start the regular season.
You know what?
I did it in the preseason, but
I'm going to tell you something. If we don't bet every single game, which we will, because I know we're going to on Monday Night Football, we have to have an opinion, even if we don't like the game or the Thursday night. I'm going to be honest though. I think it is attainable with patience and other stuff. The problem is me and you do shows and tons of games and you know what I mean? We just can't go on and go, oh yeah, we're going to pick the two games this week or whatever. We bet a lot of games. So it's hard to maintain that record if you bet a lot. So the fact that you did with that many games, over 30 games, is very good.
I've already started to look at the, and you're right. One of the keys to my success in a preseason camp was the fact that I was able to pass on games. Like I just said, no, I don't like that. Next. You know what I mean? I just sort of, they stuck out or they didn't to me. And I can't lie. Looking at week one, although we're still a little ways away right now, and we always say this when it's a week away or something, I don't really like the board. And then by Sunday, as you stated, you got 22 plays. But that's how you get burnt, by putting in plays you don't really love. And I think week one of the National Football League is pretty tricky, actually, this year. But let's get to the baseball. Right now, we got some big games on the board here this evening. Let's go in order of the rotation. So let's start off with a game that's coming up. The first one up here, and St. Louis Cardinals aren't out of this thing yet. They're almost like the American League version of the Mariners. They've always just sort of been lingering and lurking, but they're never really like they never take that next step. The only difference is, Seattle. And their ownership, what's Seattle's payroll? Probably like $18. And the Cardinals actually spent a lot of money. So the Cardinals are underachievers. The Mariners are overachievers. But this is a massive series for the Cardinals. Their season's on the line. And it's a big week for the Reds as well, as they played themselves into the wild card. Who you like tonight, Cards or Reds?
I like the Reds, but you have to parlay it. You know, Castillo's been kind of the bane of my existence a lot of the time. But John Lester, He hasn't been great for them. He actually, the last game, he got out of a lot of danger. I watched him pitch. The St. Louis Cardinals have major problems, though, Gabe. For people that don't know, Pittsburgh came back against them with a 6-run lead. Their middle relief and bullpen is really bad. Like, you barely say the Reds' bullpen is better, but it is. St. Louis, they can get runs, but they give up a lot of runs. It's parlay material. This is the thing. I know it's already dangerous tonight when I'm putting the Reds in a parlay to start the evening. And by the way, guys, that game goes off at 6 40. It is not a 7 o'clock start. If you want in on this thing and attach it to something late, like the Dodgers or somebody else like that, you better get it in. It's not a seven start. They're starting 25 minutes early, early start tonight.
I'm not attaching this to anything. For me, it's St. Louis or pass. I don't trust Castillo, but you mentioned it. Listen, John Lester has been terrible. He's been worse. He's been worse here than he was in Chicago. Even. And Washington or wherever the hell he's been bouncing around. But it started to catch up to him. Yet, for whatever reason, they've won his last three starts.
Because they give him, they give him run support.
The Cardinals are 3-0 in his last three starts. And the Reds are just 1-3 in Castillo's last four. We see it, Cam. We bet on Castillo before. And time again, bro, he spots the other team a couple of runs early. I don't fully trust Castillo as a big favorite here. And in fact, give me the St. Louis Cardinals plus a run and a half. What is it?
Minus 114.
It's a short price. Yeah,
it is a short price. I put a parlay together with other teams there, round robin with the next two games that are in order on the rotation. But I like the Reds to win tonight, but I got no problem with that. Hey, that's the thing. Like, if you're betting 215 on the money line, that's a concern. But if you bring it to plus money, that's a whole different scenario. But Castillo needs to be better. Maybe the over's worth a look, too. Both of these guys give up runs.
So I'll take Cam's going to put the Reds in a parlay. I'm going to take the St. Louis Cardinals plus a run and a half. All right, so this one's interesting, too. Wheeler, this is another one that started to get away from me, but it's a good thing I jumped on Bueller and Burns pitches later tonight, too. So the Cy Young pitcher is another big night for the Cy Young Award winner tonight. What do you make of this one with Wheeler on the hill, who has started to struggle a little bit his last couple of starts, taking on going into Washington here, and JoJo Gray. So this kid, JoJo Gray, Cam, they got him from the Dodgers. They got him for the Dodgers in a Max Scherzer deal. And of course he's good. He's a Dodger. And this kid's been great. Gray's got a 2.89 earned run average. His whip is 1.11 in his five starts with the Nationals. He's lived up. They're glad that they've got him. He's a strong prospect. What do you make of this? Do you think they're live dogs tonight, or you like Wheeler and the Phils?
I took the Phils, but, you know, I do question a lot of things. JoJo Gray has been great. I like Philadelphia. I took them in this spot. I also did a lot of round-robin parlays, and Philadelphia is a team that I attach stuff to. So I'm in on Wheeler tonight. Philadelphia, big game for them, but it's not going to be easy. Gray's been fantastic.
I've got a prop angle on the other side we'll share, and Tony Finn will step up and end next as well. Let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Continues. I am Gabriel Morency, kicking with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Tony Finn will join us in a couple of moments. A big night on the diamond tonight. We've started to take a look at the games. Cincinnati and St. Louis going off the board in about 15 minutes' time. It's minus 210 right now at FanDuel. If you like the Cincinnati Reds with Castillo on the hill. And if you do the math, actually, I'm surprised that a plus 1.5 is minus 114 only. You know what I mean? You figure it'd be that the juice would be a little bit higher because Cincinnati aren't that big of favorites, but that's going to be my angle. And listen, I know, guys, this is a leap of faith play here. John Lester's been a gas can, but as I stated, they are 3-0 in his last three starts. I don't fully trust Castillo, and it's a big-time series. It's a big time series for the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals season's on the line. I think the Cardinals are going to show up. I think they're going to play some baseball. I think they're going to be some close games. I think they can win the game. And if they don't, I think it could be a close game. I do agree. I'll take my chance with Zach Wheeler as well, Cam. I think he bounces back. We talked about JoJo Gray acquired in the Max Scherzer deal. Interesting, Cam, looking at his numbers, he's given up 12 home runs, this kid. 12 home runs in 36 innings. So he's good, but he's got a 60% fly ball rate. So he gives a lot of pop flies with this guy, which is obviously going to lead to home runs. Exactly. Right, but they're like solo shots and stuff. So he's not getting lit up. But when you give up 60% of the hit, when 60% of the contacts a fly ball, and you know you're going to give up a home run every now and then. So 12 home runs, Cam. I'm going to keep it nice and simple here, man. Bryce Harper. I'm going to take Bryce Harper to hit a home run. He's got 2 home runs in his last 6 games. He's on fire, man. He's 10-21. He's hitting .476. 2 home runs, 7 RBIs over his past 6 games. MVP caliber season for Bryce Harper. I'm going to roll the dice, Cam, that he can take this kid Gray deep tonight.
Yeah, Gray gives up too many shots, and I would look at the weather. I think with humidity, it's very, very hot in the East Coast right now. Balls will be flying out of there big time. It's a low total because of Wheeler. You could actually look at it and say, wow, 8, and Wheeler hasn't been perfect. That's a low total for a guy that gives up home runs and a guy that's not in his best form. But I don't really, as we talked about this before, I'm not a real big totals player in baseball as much. I'd rather just bet on the side. I think Philly gets it done tonight.
So Harper is plus 240 to hit a home run at FanDuel right now. Plus 240 to hit a home run this evening, which leads us into the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. So Blue Jays, you want to talk about Big Chalk. Here's the Big Chalk here tonight.
Correct.
Minus 360, 360 degrees of chalk tonight on the Toronto Blue Jays against the Baltimore Orioles team that mercifully don't have to play the Rays anymore after going 1-18 in 19 games against the Rays. The Blue Jays have historically beat up on Baltimore as well. They're 9-3 the last 12 times they played them in Toronto. Massive week for the Blue Jays. I don't think they're really going to be, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but if they're even going to pretend that they are, they need to sweep this series. Like they need to. They got Oakland coming to town later in the week too, Cam. So they got 6 games. Then they go to the Bronx and they play the Yankees. Then they play the Rays in Tampa. So they better go like 5-1, 6-0 this week. And it starts tonight with Baltimore. You don't trust them at minus 360. What about the run line with Robbie Ray on the hill?
No. And even at FanDuel, they made the run line like unbettable to me. It's -1.5, -172. I'm gonna pay for almost 80 cents on a run line. Screw that. No, the Blue Jays have become parlay material, and then what have we got, Gabe? Dangerous waters. I'm going for a swim. There's a water moccasin right now. That gator's looking at me, going, "I want to bite your leg off."
It's come down a little bit, Cam.
It's dangerous though. It's dangerous, but I parlayed it. Listen, you said exactly what happened. They took care of business against Detroit in the final games. It was not easy. Mind you, everything the Blue Jays do is difficult. But this is must-win territory. They're at home against Baltimore. I parlayed them with Cincinnati. That was -115 on FanDuel, the odds. And also, I even took a shot with them with Philadelphia at a plus-money parlay as well. Jays get it done tonight. Guys, it's not even worth doing on the run line. You find a dance partner that you like, pay a little bit of juice because say they win by one run, 72 cents. Sorry, I'm out, but I did parlay them.
It's 66 now.
Okay.
It's a difference.
Nah.
Psychologically.
Okay.
It's
for a run line.
Yes. I'm going to lay it. I'm laying it. I'm not overthinking. Okay. All right. Maybe, no, we'll see. Maybe. I'm not a big fan of those sure shot parlays.
I'm not either. I know.
So I'm putting it on the, as it is right now, I'm willing to lay the 66 cents and lay a run and a half. I think Robbie Ray is going to shut these guys down and the Jays will win by more than 2 runs tonight.
Hope so.
All right. So let's see if there's a dance partner. So Boston and Tampa. This Tampa team, like all the, this dude, I don't know. Like there should be documentaries. There should be documentaries about Tampa Bay. Like
there should be
in the Hall of Fame. Like they'd be like, and the Tampa Bay Rays on a yearly basis made a joke of it and they traded all their players away and yet still won every year. Like it's not even funny anymore. Like it doesn't even matter. Like who's pitching for them? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Like Doesn't matter. Like, they're just going to win. What's, road, like home, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The Giants are projected as one of the worst teams. Look at them. They've been a great story in baseball. Baseball is one of those sports that you can do these type of things in. It's hard to do it over time. We know about the NBA. It's very difficult. Oh, we had Montreal in hockey. They went deep, but here's the deal. I'm looking for a dog tonight. I think Boston fits the bill. Patino is one of the Tampa Bay's worst pitchers, but you bring up a good point. Like, it's hard to go against these guys. Gabe, I looked at the run line. Exactly the thing we talked about. What is it? 2 cents different than the Blue Jays one. A little too high for me at +1.5, -164. I got to bite the bullet. I'm taking a shot with the Red Sox tonight, +122. Smaller play makes the card. Go Red Sox.
We're on opposite sides of this one, amigo. I'm going to have to take the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, I don't blame you.
All the Rays do is win, and they're consistently moderately favorites. You know, they don't get a lot of respect from the public. They don't get a lot of respect. Come on. The Tampa Bay Rays are -144.
I know.
Like, that's it? And they're price. At home? Is there any reason? Like, you know, not to? So, if you look at the Rays, number one, Pivetta has hit a wall. All right? The Boston Red Sox are 1-4 in Pivetta's last five starts. Number two, it's interesting because you look at the Rays, Cam, they're 42-18 in the division. Yet they're 18-1 against the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. So then you're like, well, they're pretty much .500 against everybody else. But no, they own Boston. The Boston Red Sox as well. They're 7-1 the last eight times they played the Red Sox.
Yep.
So
it's a concern.
You know,
I don't know what to tell you.
And for the record, here's another one. The Red Sox have lost five straight to Tampa and have been outscored 28-12. I see no reason why to get in front of this. Maybe there's an underdog later that's a better play, Cam, but in my opinion, I'm taking the Rays. I'm riding the Rays tonight.
Yeah. Well, we got some of the same stuff. Hey, you know what I mean? I just look at this game. I think Boston has a chance. They're dogs. It's not my biggest play. The next game on the card, though, Gabe, is a very, very active dog. It's going to be – see, this is the thing, though. People are like, are you crazy betting this team? I love the situation tonight for the Texas Rangers, and they're getting +130. That's my pooch of the night. I think they get it done big time.
It's an interesting game. Marquez on the hill here against the kid. He's making his debut. Yeah. It's his Major League Baseball debut.
Alexi.
AJ Alexi. He's a strikeout machine in the minors. 76 strikeouts in 60 innings. Like, he was really good, like, in the minors. He had his ERA. I got his numbers here. His ERA was, like, 1.94 or something like that.
He's a good pitcher.
In the minors. This is what it was. He has 76 strikeouts in 65 innings. His ERA was 1.66 in AAA. That's pretty impressive. Opponents, batting average in AAA, 175. 175. I think they're a live dog tonight, too. Colorado are a great home team. They're a terrible terrible road team. That's their dichotomy.
Yeah, you could even go, if you want to be safer, I guess, +1.5 is 32 cents. I'll probably do both, but I think +130. I think Texas is in a good spot. You talk about it. They haven't quit yet either. If you take a look at the Ranger games at home, they could surprise you. Colorado, you're right. They make money for you at Coors, Gabe, and then they throw it away on the road. I think Texas is a live dog tonight.
Alexi strikeout prop is 4.5. So it's this major league. It's pretty interesting.
That's over. I know he's a kid, but how many innings are they going to? That's the thing. Exactly. How many innings are they going to give him? Well, if he's averaging over a strikeout an inning there, even the main. So think about it. He goes 4 or 5 innings. He's going to hit his prop. Colorado's got a lot of free swingers on their team, too. On the road, like, man, I kind of like that a lot.
I think they're giving him respect, actually. For a kid that's never pitched, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes they won't even make a prop for a rookie, for a guy making his first start, or 3.5. But I think it goes over, too. It caught my eye, Cam, because I was thinking the same thing. Look, let's say the kid goes 4 innings. He could get 6 strikeouts in 4 innings. They've never seen him before. He's going to be throwing serious juice and heat coming out here. And even if he gets rocked for a couple of runs, we see it all the time. Kid can give up 3 runs and still have 5 or 6 strikeouts.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he could strike. And guys have never seen him. As you talked about, Colorado are pretty much free swingers. The game doesn't mean anything. So it's not like these guys are going to be laying sacrifice bunts down.
Right? Exactly.
Like, that's they're the swinging
thing.
For
see
the
that, fences. See, that's the thing or they're about those strikeout props at the end of the year. It's something to look at. It's a very, you bring up a very important point. Listen, these teams are out there now. When you're quit, what are you going to do?
It's true.
You think about stuff in baseball that you should be doing? Ah, just get me a power numbers. Let's go. Let's work on my individual statistics. That's the thing. A lot of those teams that are in those situations, take a look. And a lot of these strikeout props are hitting now. You think guys have dead arm, but you have to look at the situation too. I think it's a good situation for a kid that is a notorious strike. He throws heat in the minors. He'll do the same damn thing in the majors.
It is true, guys. Who has more freedom? If you're on the San Francisco Giants, you're playing for a pennant and stuff. You can't be screwing around.
Exactly.
You're on the Colorado Rockies. No one's going to say anything if you're swinging for the fences.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM channel 204. Get on the grid, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our viewers as well, and all our different digital video platforms. We're going to be welcoming a bunch of networks to the party later in the week. We look forward to that. We also look forward to college football on Thursday and Friday night. Some really interesting games, actually. Conference games, some big games on Thursday and Friday. Not just your usual sort of throwaway games, but as we wait on Tony Finn, well, we're here for 3 hours, so whatever. That's why I'm not, like, flipping out. I'm like, oh, whatever, he joins us, he joins us. We've got a bunch of late games, too, tonight. That's where, like, the real big-time action is, big-time matchups, man. Atlanta Braves at Los Angeles Dodgers, Milwaukee Brewers at the San Francisco Giants. And I tell you, that San Diego-Arizona series is pretty big, too, for San Diego.
And another thing is, for people that aren't following baseball every day like we do, there's a lot of starters coming back today too, right? Like Taillon's back for the Yankees. He hasn't pitched since late May. I think off the top of my head, I think I said May 27th, I think is the day. They have some other guys, Paddock for the San Diego Padres. There's a lot of interesting pitching situations. And you said it, big series, man. And they're all late night. Some huge series. Hey, and that's not even like Houston, Seattle. That's like at the bottom of the barrel, and that's still a great series, right? So you said it. A lot of the early stuff, it's okay, but the late baseball card is full of pop.
So we were talking about AJ Alexi making his Major League Baseball debut tonight for the Texas Rangers, and this is a game right in Cam's wheelhouse. Normally, I would pass on a game like this, but the fact that Colorado were road favorites when their success comes at home caught my eye. The fact that I actually do like betting on these pitchers in their first games. It's an angle I like. You and I talk about it, like in the NHL season. There was probably, Cam, off the top of my head, there was probably about six times there was a goalie call-up. I think we won four or five of them. The kid on Boston screwed us once. Darth Vader.
Darth Vader?
Darth Vader. I think he lost. For the most part, like the kid on Vegas, I remember we won.
Yep.
Maybe the kid on the Kings lost for us.
Nobody.
There was a few others, though.
You're right. No, but it was like 5-2. Even the guy, I remember one time we bet on the
Shark. Dude on the Shark. Like no Shark name guy.
He was on fire. I was like, where did the Sharks goalie come from? Like, he came out like 4-0 or something.
Yeah, yeah. That kid won a bunch of games for us.
That's why Martin Jones plays for the Philadelphia Flyers, and we'll back up Carter Hart now, Gabe. A lot of these young guys, all they do is need a chance, right? So – I'm with you.
I'm better than Martin Jones.
The Flyers. Hey, dude, if Carter Hart can't figure it out, you got bigger problems, Philadelphia. But let's talk. I agree with everything that you're saying there about the first-time starter. It usually worked for us. I remember one game it did burn us. Kansas City brought up a can't-miss prospect. He got rocked in his first start, but it was also against a very good team. I think it was the Yankees or somebody good. So that's a whole different story, too.
He got lit
it's
up,
not
that
like,
kid.
Yeah. It's, no, he got lit up. I remember it was like 4-0 after the first inning. We're like, we're toast. But this is it. This is Colorado. This isn't the New York Yankees or, you know what I mean, Atlanta, L.A. Dodgers, San Fran. This is the Colorado Rockies who do well at home and now on the road. So I got faith in this kid. And you're going to give me these guys as a home dog, I'm going to take Texas. I'm just saying, I know people stay away from these games. You're getting 30 cents on a team, in my opinion, that could win the game. The game should be a pick'em. I see Texas as a value play.
I'm not going to take the Rangers. I'm just going to take AJ Alexi. So it's the same thing.
I will
thing
take that, too.
I'm pulling for the Rangers here. Hope he mows them down. But this way, if he gets 5 strikeouts, I don't have to stress out the rest of the game.
True.
So I'm going to play AJ Alexi over 4.5 strikeouts in his Major League Baseball debut. So let's get people caught up to date with the standings right now, because I tell you what, Cam, Cincinnati Reds, are they the real deal? Are you buying in? I say no. I say me
no,
personally.
The Reds will do. Put it this way.
Do you picture the Reds making the playoffs? They'll screw this up, bro. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They're 1.5 games up on the Padres for the wild card. The Padres have everyone coming back. The only thing that the Reds have is the Padres have to deal with, like, good teams.
Yeah, they play in the back division.
Yeah. You know what, Gabe? I got to be honest with you. Even though Castillo was bad early, like we talk about ground ball rates and whatever, second half has been better. The problem with the Reds is they have they're very similar. We talk about the Mets and Blue Jays connection. The Reds are a lot like Toronto as well. Lots of guys on base. A lot of the time, they're an all or nothing team. They'll disappoint you. They'll break your heart, or they'll just explode. A lot of their games are crazy. I think they know what? I'm going to believe in the Reds. I think they will get it done. I think the Padres will find a way to screw it up. Give me the Reds.
Interesting. Well, it starts tonight. Cam's on the Reds. I'm on the Cardinals. I got the Cardinals plus a run and a half, though. I've got the Cardinals plus a run and a half. All right, so let's keep it rolling. So what about San Diego and Arizona? The phenom, Tyler Gilbert, the dude that threw the no-hitter in his first start on the hill here this evening. What do you make of this one, Cam? You thinking about the underdog here as well?
No, I like the Padres, but I don't know what to do. This is another thing. It's parlay material. It's under $2 now. The run line, I kind of look at
pricey.
In San Diego.
$196, expensive.
It sure is. Like, that's the problem with tonight's card. I do like some favorites, but... That's
you know,
a
Arizona
price.
Cam are 6-1 in their last 7 home games.
Trust me. Oh, I know. Arizona's, I've been betting them. Remember that's like, they've been actually playing better. I'm worried about this game. Like, I haven't bet San Diego. My initial lean was San Diego, maybe in a parlay, but you said it. Those can be dangerous. Right now, I'm going to pass. You know what? I'm going to pass. San Diego should win, but it's not a gimme like people think.
Got a big, big one tonight. Milwaukee and San Francisco. This game is bigger for San Francisco. Because Milwaukee are comfortably going to win their division. San Francisco have the Los Angeles Dodgers coming at them. And the Dodgers are on the warpath. Like, the Dodgers do not want to beat a wild card team. And let me ask you that, Kev. I think the Dodgers will overtake them. It's like a horse race, bro. The Giants have to run out of gas before the wire, bro.
Well,
the Dodgers will overtake them.
This is the thing. Everyone's talking about the Giants. They're still amazing, but Atlanta, they figured it out in that series, and it's going to continue to be the same way. I think the Giants play 500 ball down the stretch, maybe a little bit better than that, but not like they did before. I kind of think they find their average, and they just kind of get there, and the Dodgers take over. I do agree with that 100%. I will say this, too. I like Milwaukee in this spot tonight. You're giving me a Cy Young candidate laying only 40 cents against Johnny Cueto. I'm in, so I will take the Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, St. Louis just hit a 2-run home run. Goal. Don't get excited. It's baseball.
I'm going to get excited because I just said before, Castillo always gives up early runs.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what my problem is with the Reds.
Damn right away, tell me. Doctor. Don't get excited.
It's first inning. It's first inning. Don't worry about it.
If you had them, you'd be excited.
I would be excited, but I also watch a lot of baseball and know a 2-run lead means nothing. After a 5-6-run lead, come talk to me. But the Reds will probably be down 6-0 in the second inning the way things are going. And I'll say the bet's already over. So, yeah, I agree. What a way. Like, I just want things to be good today. Like, I just, you know, like, come on, man. Like, sick and tired of this crap. Always having to come from behind. I had a good weekend too. It's just so emotionally draining. You know, college was good. Just baseball. God, sport pisses me off. I love betting it though. I don't know why. It's just because it's always on the card. It's always
early
a baseball
rage.
Game. Yeah.
Early rage for the rage.
Oh, I got her. I got more than early rage. Yeah. No, you're right. Like I got so. I'm gonna blow up one of these days. Like I just hope everything's okay. But anyway, yeah. Good. Paul Goldschmidt's the hottest hitter in baseball. You bring up a good point. Castillo's been pitching better, but he has real problems getting out of the first inning. Like it's been a constant problem.
Yeah, early runs. And I'm telling you, there's one of these deals where I feel coming
should take
in
the over.
Now I got a this game too. I got +1.5 too. I agree. I don't.
That's
see
great. How yeah. So Cincinnati can go so, away. Yeah, they scored two runs. You're like, whatever, man. I'm fine. Yeah, you know, I'm dealing with it. It's good.
You know what? I could do this too. Let's just see. Because if no, I'm Gabe, getting +1.5 or 2, I could just sort of. I don't like doing that, but let's just see what the number is now.
The Reds. It's a pick 'em. Down two runs.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Wow. No respect for the Cardinals.
I know. It's actually true. like well, I would have made the Cardinals like a -140 favorite. What, so you're telling me automatically like the Reds or the LA Dodgers, like they're just going to come back and find a way to win this game? Like I kind of disagree with you, live betting algorithm. I think St. Louis, you're kind of disrespecting in that form, but who knows what's going to happen. Cincinnati hasn't batted yet, but in my opinion, you know, St. Louis already scored two damn runs. They're still batting. They should be, even if it's a $1.35 or whatever, I don't see a pick 'em each way. It's a little bit disrespectful.
Now, we skipped, we went over the Yankee game, actually, and we jumped into the Milwaukee just because I got excited about the matchup. We were talking about the standings, basically, in the West. So as long as we're on Milwaukee and San Francisco. Interesting. You like Milwaukee. My deal with this, Cam, I'm not, you know, Burns wasn't great last time, but for me, San Francisco have the best record in baseball, and they're home dogs. It's almost just like point blank, like out of principle. Like, how do we not take San Francisco?
I don't know. I don't like San Francisco tonight. I like Milwaukee, but you bring up a very good point. It's like you're betting on a team laying juice who has to go on the road and win. I think we have a significant pitching advantage, though. Johnny Cueto, you know, he's all right, but he's no Corbin Burns, I can tell you that. So I kind of like – here's the thing, though. Burns leaves the game early. Then it's advantage Giants.
I got no problem with my main man, Johnny C.
No, I like Johnny C, too. Like, I like him. I'm just saying he's not – he's Corbin Burns, yeah, the guy's a bad start every now and then. He's still in the NL Cy Young race.
Right, so like this is, they're both scorching hot. So how about this? The Brew Crew are 15-5 in their last 20 road games. Very impressive. They're a very good road team, Milwaukee, which means they're a good team.
Yes.
So they're very impressed. That's 15-5. San Francisco happened to be 15-5 overall in their last 20 games overall. So it's funny.
There we go.
15-5 on the road against 15-5. And now on top of that, San Francisco are 9-2 in their last 11 at home. They don't lose at home a lot. Mm-hmm. I wish they were wearing the City Connect jerseys tonight. Then it'd be a Stone Cold Lock.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know if they are.
Tough game.
I don't think they.
Tough game.
I got to lead San Francisco.
Yeah, look, you got. I've already put this bet in, so I'm not changing. Like it's, you know, if I'll bet it live if I'm in a situation that the number is right. The next game, I'm telling you, man, this is a great game.
Braves are like, big dogs, +184.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I'll use your – see, you're more of an underdog than me tonight, but I'll reverse the roles on you. The Dodgers are -220. I love Jose Urias too, but Smiley's been better, and the Braves just, you know, they played San Francisco tough. That's a big price for the Dodgers right there. Atlanta +1.5 is well worth a look. I haven't bet it yet, but they're +1.5, -105, +184 on the money line. Braves are good, man. They're good.
I definitely don't want to lay this juice with the Dodgers against the Braves right now. It's too big of a price.
Man, this
even though I do think
tough.
You know what
it
I like?
Is tough, man.
I think this game's a lower scoring game. Urias is impossible to hit. This kid's a stud. And Smiley is sort of I think Smiley's better than his numbers are, Ken.
I agree.
Smiley to me, like what do you think the score of this game is? I think it's a battle. I think it's a 3-2.
I think the winner 3-2. Of the game, I think it's a 4-3 game. I wouldn't even be surprised if the Dodgers won late or something crazy happened. I see 7 runs in this game. Tops.
And it's 8.5. So I say 5. I think it's a 3-2. It'll play like a playoff game. The Braves are competing right now. The Dodgers are in the middle of a chase. It's pretty intense stuff. They're both red hot. So on the other side, both me and Cam will give you our best bets for the 7 o'clock Eastern games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decision continues. I am Arancio. We'll get you our best bets. I've got quite a few of them, actually. I'm playing more baseball than usual tonight, but I'm not going crazy unit size. I'm counting the days down till football. We killed it over the weekend. Don't forget to follow the network on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. At SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Stay up to date with what's going on the networks, the world of gaming and sports, cool videos and everything else in between. At SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. So I'm on the St. Louis Cardinals plus a run and a half already. But other plays that I put in coming up. A.J. Alexi, Texas Rangers pitcher, makes his debut tonight. Give me over 4.5 strikeouts. Give me the Tampa Bay Rays minus the 150 over the Boston Red Sox. I'll lay the minus 166 with the Toronto Blue Jays. Minus 1.5, hosting the Baltimore Orioles. Give me the Philadelphia Phillies minus $1.50. To beat the Washington Nationals, and give me Bryce Harper, small play on Bryce Harper to hit a home run at plus 240. What do you got for us, Cam?
Yeah, I got to be transparent. I'm on Cincinnati in a parlay, Toronto, not a good start. But we're going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies minus 154. Gabe, I'm going to ride your wave. I just think Robbie Ray, you're right. This sounds like a type of game where the Blue Jays win 5-0. By like 5 or 6 runs. I agree. Like, I think they actually, it's funny. I think they went 8-2. That's the number I got in my head. So give me the Jays minus 1.5. It's already parlayed with a lot of stuff. The line has gone down. I will take Boston plus 1.5 minus 154. I think it's a tight game. Sprinkle on the money line. That's kind of one of my dogs tonight. I think the Red Sox could play Tampa tough.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? You look at these lines. I think they're short. It's funny, Cam. You're right. It bounced back up. I was 144 up to 152 right now. Some late moves at FanDuel right now with the baseball. But you look at that price, I thought it was a little short before. You have San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco has just been taken off the board right now at FanDuel.
Uh-oh. I bet it.
Spaghetti-O.
Question, action or no action? I always seem to click the action box. It better be on San Francisco. If Burns is out, we're going to have a big problem.
If somebody is with money on Walker Buehler to win the Cy Young, I wouldn't mind.
Great. We're going against each other. Great.
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost. Sweet. You're listening to the Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.